This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel faces a widening conflict as deadly violence continues across the West Bank with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense in over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to 126. Hamas, Islamist, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave have launched more than 200 rockets at Israel since Monday, killing 9 people. Air raid sirens have been heard wailing across the country throughout the week against the blast of the Israeli missile defense system known as the Iron Dome. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashes with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel, according to Lebanon state news agency NNA. The Israeli military had earlier claimed a number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, and then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. A French court on Friday upheld a police ban on a pro-Palestinian demonstration planned for Saturday in Paris, but the organizers said they were not canceling the march. Police fear a repeat of clashes during a similar protest in 2014 and worry about Jewish sites being attacked. Organizers claim there are about 30 groups planning action Saturday, and despite violence in the French capital 7 years ago, they say no problems since. This is VOA News. U.S. retail giant Walmart on Friday said customers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 no longer have to wear masks in their stores, and staff can do the same starting next week, one of the first major American companies to make the move. It says in a statement, vaccinated customers are now welcome to shop without a mask, but Walmart requests non-vaccinated people continue to wear face coverings in stores. America's largest retailer adds masks will still be required where mandated by local authorities. The announcement comes a day after U.S. health regulators changed guidance for those who are fully vaccinated. Walmart has been mandating customers wear masks since last July. Germany on Friday classified Britain as a coronavirus risk area due to the emergence there of a highly infectious variant first detected in India. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning the spread of the variant may impact the country's full exit from restrictions. Britain is considering accelerating vaccinations in areas where the Indian variant has been found. The United Kingdom has delivered one of the world's fastest inoculation campaigns, giving the first shot to almost 70% of the adult population and a second to 36%, helping to reduce infection rates and deaths. But the emergence of the variant in parts of northern England and London has prompted some scientists to call for reopening to be delayed and rethink the speed of the vaccine rollout. The head of the United Nations says Libya has seen no reduction of foreign fighters or of their activities in the center of the country. UN Secretary Antonio Guterres wrote in a report submitted this week to the Security Council and seen by AFP on Friday that despite commitments, air cargo activities reportedly continued with flights to various military air bases in Libya's western and eastern regions. Guterres is reiterating his call on member states and Libyan national actors to put an end to violations of an arms embargo and to facilitate the withdrawal of foreign fighters and mercenaries from the country, according to the report. The Democratic of Congo's president is announcing he wants to renegotiate the country's mining contracts, reportedly including those with China. The president is unhappy the Congolese are still what he calls languishing in misery despite vast mineral resources. He says it's not normal for those with mining contracts to get richer while the DRC's population remains poor. The large Central African country is a major exporter of copper, uranium, and cobalt, a key ingredient in batteries for consumer gadgets. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.